G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Let's turn our attention to how we handle all of the issues that come around lockdown, because so many people stressed, so many people anxious, so much challenge when it comes to even not having work, not having that money coming in every week, all sorts of challenging things, not to mention the homeschooling that so many are going through and the stresses and the struggles that come with lockdown. I wonder if there is an upside that you might be able to look for, like a silver lining on a very dark cloud. Let's have a look for a silver lining today as we discuss lockdowns and our mental health with Christian therapeutic life coach Peter Sorkia, who leads Empowering You. Peter, welcome back to 2020.
Thank you for having me, Neil.
Peter, let's talk about the sorts of challenges people are going through right now. What is your perception of people's typical handling of these lockdowns?
Well, people are struggling, and it's coming out in ways where their relationships are struggling, their mental health is struggling, their own, what shall I do in this time? I need to look after the kids. They're struggling. I'm having to homeschool them, and they're doing perhaps years 11, 12. They're in their important years. So I need to be there for them so my own self-care isn't happening. So there's a whole lot of challenges with the homeschooling. One couple I know, their marriage is struggling big time because they've got a toddler that can't go to creche, and they both have very high-powered jobs, and they're working from home. So they're both trying to look after this toddler. And toddler, yeah, that's a hard job on its own. So there's many challenges in terms of, as you mentioned, people are anxious and people are challenged, and there's work and there's money. There's many different areas that each individual person is struggling with. And somebody else might look, you might look at someone else and say, oh, they've got it worse off than me, and so I shouldn't complain. True, but your issues, what you're struggling with, are still the things that you're struggling with, and it is tough. So I just want to say it is tough, and that's okay. We are all struggling in this time, and recognize that you don't have to have it all together, but there are some things you can do to help yourself.
Lots of people binging their Netflix account, others who are increasing their alcohol intake, even drug taking and pornography, all sorts of challenges if we were taking this to even deeper levels. And there's a certain sense in which you feel like you're cast adrift and you're in a circumstance you don't easily see a light at the end of the tunnel. What are your thoughts for people who are going through things that they never anticipated they would because they were busy with their work and doing well with their life?
Yes, well, you mentioned some things that people are doing, like binging Netflix and alcohol and all those other forms of escapism, trying to get away from the problem by binging on something. And escapism is a bit of a strategy that doesn't help in the long term. There's nothing wrong with perhaps having a day a week where you watch movies and get some time out, but when you do it day after day after day after day, and that's your way in lockdown to get out of that situation, all that's doing is, yes, it's you're feeling adrift and you're feeling that there's nowhere to go, but that's not helping. It's actually just putting a band-aid over the problem. What are the problems? They need to maybe surface up, and we need to get some help. If we're struggling, we need help. All of us need someone to talk to. All of us need to process some of these things with perhaps godly counsel, that this is what I'm struggling with, and somebody just to come alongside and be another thought, objective thought process in the mix, just to say, have you thought about this? And yes, I understand that. In terms of people that are the help the therapist in this sort of arena of counselling or coaching or whatever, the biggest factor, and the research shows this over umpteen thousands of different research projects, and it shows this every time, that having a relationship with somebody that is listening to you and regarding you and on your side is the biggest factor in getting through any challenge. It's called the therapeutic relationship or therapeutic alliance. This is the best thing. So just to have somebody there that's there for you. So I'm saying get some help if you need it. There's nothing wrong with that. This is a tough time. We need help, all of us.
You have this loss of community, and it certainly doesn't help that you can't gather together with your local church extended family. So how do you suggest, Peter, for people who are feeling that sense of loneliness, the loss of community, how they might make some connections?
We need connections, and there is a virtual world. Thank goodness we live in this age where there is technology. So we can get into a Zoom with some other people. We can make some phone calls. When I go to any of my appointments where I'm allowed to drive, I make phone calls. I have a list of people that maybe are on their own, and I just have little chats just to make sure everyone's doing okay. So all of us can do that. Okay, we're helping others, but we're helping ourselves. We are feeling that we're doing something worthwhile and valuable for the community by just being there for another person. So it's helping us. It's altruism. It's generosity, and that produces feel-good hormones. So helping others in this time is going to help us. So get into some Zooms. Our church, we have an online service, and then we have a little group afterwards where we all just get in there and chat about things. So I have a Zoom with my mother a couple of times, three times a week. She's in a nursing home, and my sister is in there, and my son who lives in China comes in, my daughter who lives in Northern Territory, my nephew who lives in Melbourne somewhere. So we're all on there. We've got a real community family thing that may not have happened perhaps with my nephew. I wouldn't have perhaps connected with him and his partner unless there was this situation, unless there was this Zoom set up. So do what you can. Instead of the binging and running away, do what you can to find some way to connect with the body and with family.
When you're battling on your own, sometimes there's a reluctance to ask for help. You're saying get over that and ask for help. Who do you ask? Would you ask the pastor at your local church? Maybe you don't go to a local church. Maybe you'd call a local church and see if you can get a pastor to help connect you in the community. Would that be a good way to go?
You might be reluctant to get some help because we have this Aussie ochre thing that we're okay, mate. Well, I want to say get some help, okay? I'm saying we all need it, so get some. If you're not part of a church, you ring your local church, ask anyone that you know might be in a church. There's going to be pastors that would be only too happy to give you a call and see how you're going and maybe invite you to an online service and some sort of small group that meets online. So it might be a pastor, it might be a church, it might be someone in your street that you know that has a link with some church. But ask for help, because the church is really coming into a place today in this day and age where we can be a shining light for the community. And where else can you go when everything is falling apart but to people who believe, as we do, that the answer is God and that He has our answer for us?
And being able to identify where your children, your teenagers, or your spouse might have some vulnerabilities in this area. I guess you've got to keep an eye on your family fairly closely.
Yes, so we look after ourselves and we look after our family, but not negating what we need to do for self-care. If we are looking after ourselves, we have more to give those in our family, and we can keep an eye on them. But one of my clients today, I was talking to her, and she was concerned about one of her teenagers who's struggling a bit, and so she was pulling out all stops to look after her, but at her own detriment. So she was falling apart herself because she was doing everything for this one that's struggling. Yes, we need to keep an eye on them, but we need to keep an eye on ourselves as well, because love your neighbour as yourself means we love ourselves so that we almost can love our neighbour.
Peter, is there an upside that you can see in what's going on in lockdown? We can identify all of the bad things. Is there such a thing as a silver lining on a dark cloud here?
Well, can I tell you a little personal story about the upside, and then I'll sort of round it off to make it general. So I'm a swimmer, and I've been swimming for many years for health reasons, for chronic pain, which I've had since very bad car accidents in my 20s. So I'm just a swimmer. Wherever I go overseas, when one used to travel, I would check into a hotel where they had pools, and so I've always swum. So with all this lockdown, it's been very challenging. The pools are closed. Luckily, I live in a suburb and have moved there recently, thank you God, where there is a beach, so within 5K. So I got myself a wetsuit, and I'm in Melbourne, so it gets pretty cold in winter. So I've been swimming in winter in the bay of Melbourne down here, Phillip Bay, and it's freezing and it's horrible and I hate it, but there's this amazing upside that I feel absolutely brilliant afterwards, and nothing could tell me or prepare me for how good I would feel. Doesn't compare with pool swimming at all. So what is the downside? Yes, there are downsides in this lockdown, in this COVID situation that we're in all that's going on around the world. But there's such a beautiful verse, which is probably my favourite of the whole Bible, if I was to have a favourite. And that is, all things work together for the good of those who love God, who've been called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. And so what is it that God is doing in you, I'd like to say to the listener? What is it that through this challenge, through this really difficult time, what is the upside for you? What is he doing? Do you have more time with God now? Are you spending more time? Are you able to? Are you able to get the word open and do that study that you'd really want to do and you've always wanted to, but you've never had the time? Have you wanted to spend more time with your kids? Well, they're probably home with you. Have you wanted to spend more time with your husband, with your wife? Well, okay, they might be getting in the way a little bit, but you've got some more time. What can you look at? What can you look on the other side of the coin? What is God trying to show you that is the upside? Look for it, because I would hazard a guess that there is one even more.
Identify the upside in a very tough situation. So many in lockdowns now and really challenging times. Peter, wonderful insights as always. I look forward to doing this again sometime very soon. Peter Sorkia, S-O-O-R-K-I-A. Peter is a Christian therapeutic life coach. She leads the ministry Empowering You. Yes, there's a website you can connect with Peter. PeterEmpoweringYou.com. That's Peter, P-E-T-A. PeterEmpoweringYou.com. Peter, wonderful hearing your heart. Thank you so much for being with us once again today on 2020.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Neil.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.